Welcome to Chapter 49, A Day to Remember. All of us, during the course of our lives, have a couple of days along the way that impact the direction of our life. This chapter tells the story of one of those days. It started in the spring of 2009 with a phone call I got from my lawyer friend asking me if I would do some due diligence on a client of his that he was representing and that he thought, you know, might be a candidate to go public, and wanted me to, as a favor, to treat the company as if it were my own and come back to him and tell him whether or not, in my opinion, it was a candidate to go public. So anyway, this particular company in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, had a free anonymous discount prescription card. As soon as I heard the word free, I figured it's free until I find out what's not free. Since my area of expertise over the years has really been in due diligence, because when you do self-underwritten deals, you had better be pretty good or very good at due diligence, or the Securities and Exchange Commission will be all over you. Anyway, so I proceeded to do this. I met with the company and looked into what they had. And here is an amazing thing. The further I got into this product, this idea, the more enamored I was with it. It really was free, and I had really not been exposed or even heard of such a thing before. So in November of 2009, I had an opportunity to ride with an associate of mine who did two barbecues a year at Walter Reed Hospital, one at Father's Day and one at Christmas. So he was going down there to make some arrangements in preparation for the Christmas one. I had never been to Walter Reed Hospital. I figured, all right, I'll take a ride down. So I go down with him, just as company. And about 5 minutes outside of Walter Reed, he looks at me and says, you know, you're never going to be the same after today. So I figured I'm going to see things that from a negative standpoint, injuries and what have you, that would stay in my memory forever. I understood that. And so that was the premise. We go and we spend 8 hours. And I'll go to the end first. He was 100% correct that it would be a day I would never forget. But for the exact opposite reason. I never spent a more positive, upbeat 8 hours in my life talking to a whole variety of soldiers, men and women that had been wounded. This was at the height of the Iraq War. And they were interested in what I had done, what my life was about, sharing where they were from, their family. I'm used to people, no matter how much money somebody makes in the stock market as a shareholder, there is always complaining. Either they bought too little, too much, too soon, or too late. There was never really a level of just pure 100% happiness, no matter how well a stock performed. So this day was just so enjoyable. And I wound up spending the time at a place called the Malone House, which housed the most seriously wounded soldiers. And the average stay there, my understanding was 2 years. So you can imagine the degree of injury. Anyway, I had the honor of spending 2 hours, the last 2 hours I was there, with a fellow by the name of Peter Anderson. He ran the Malone House. And he explained to me how it worked, how they treated the soldiers, and he focused a lot on when they left there. He said, as long as they were there, they were in a controlled environment. When they left there, not so much. And a lot of the degree of success really kind of depended upon military-based charities and other charities local to their neighborhood to where they came from. And he said the problem there is that the Needs are increasing for charities across the country, and yet, while the pool of money is shrinking, and if you know 2009, we were in a bad economic way all the way around in the country. So we chatted. He was dedicated, like most of the people I've met in the last 10, 12 years from the military perspective. They actually care about each other, which is a rare commodity, at least in this world, that I found. Anyway, at the end of this conversation, he gave me a coin and I've never been into Good Luck Charm, but I have not, as the American Express card says, I've never left home without it since. He gave me this coin. He says, you know, I think you're going to help our soldiers. I had no idea in the world what he had in mind. He didn't either, but I was flattered that he felt that way. So we get into the van to go home. And shortly after leaving Walter Reed, I had this, I call it a mini epiphany. I thought to myself, you know, I am doing due diligence on a company that has this free anonymous discount card. This could be an excellent vehicle as a fundraiser for a place like Walter Reed. So when I got back, I reached out to the company that I was doing my due diligence on, told them my idea, and lo and behold, January of 2010, we started a program called Support Our Soldiers. Using this free anonymous discount card, every time someone used the card and had a savings, we made a donation of 50 cents. The program was a resounding success. We had brought in two young Marines who were kind of representing us out in the field, along with my daughter Patty. And in the first year, we generated, I think it was like $35,000 to the Walter Reed Society. We found that when I looked into the military charities, and they were one of the two or three most highly rated. They have one part-time volunteer, and the percentage of monies that were brought in that went out to help soldiers was almost 100%. And I've come to find that over the years, that is the exception, not the rule. So my very first contact with the Walter Reed Society was Colonel Fred Brand, retired. He's our friend. We have been out with him over the years many times. He is the embodiment of an old soldier. We love him. Uncle Freddy, he's the best. The girls, he's a chick magnet. My wife and daughter both, they love him. Anyway, he became part of the fabric of our lives going forward, as did some others. So we decided that that was going to be how we were going to reciprocate for the good fortune that we had had, myself and my family, over the years, as this story pretty much points out in no uncertain terms. And I had been looking for something for the past few years. So here it is. Everybody wins. We're doing that now. And in March of 2000, and we started with Walter Reed Society in June of 2011. And we had moved on from the original company behind a card. We were able to get a better deal, which means that the savings were better. So therefore, we started a new military support group called HelpSoldiers.org. And that is where we started in June of 2011. Then, after some pressure, the success of the program caused my daughters and wife and other people to to say, listen, why don't we do the similar thing for the girls? And we did. In March of 2012, we entered into an understanding with the Breast Cancer Research Foundation, which we are still with today. I'm going to pick up this story with the next chapter. entitled A Family Affair.